Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, this is your host, Les Bubka, and welcome to today's episode of Anxious Black Belt, a podcast that focuses on karate, mental health, and everything in between. If you enjoy my content and would like to support, there's few easy ways to do it. First one is simply to listen to another episode. This helps a lot. Second one, you can buy me a coffee via buy me a coffee link in the show notes. And the third one is to support my work. I'm an author and selling few books. You can find them on Amazon or directly on my website. Link in the show notes below. If you would like to stay up to date with what's coming up, be sure to follow me on social media at Les Bubka. And now let's get back to the show. Enjoy. Welcome to Morning Karate Thought number 4. And today's subject is kata. Kata from Japanese means form. It can be performed as a solo activity or with a partner. I think the kata is associated with karate for everybody. Everybody who sees kata knows it's from karate. But we've got forms in many different martial arts and activities. So Kung Fu got their own forms. Muay Thai or Muay Boran got their own kata. Before COVID, most of the combat sports was not very happy with kata and disagreeing with the concept of it. COVID hit, everybody's stuck at home, everybody's doing kata now. You've got the flow drills from BJJ when you're training on your own. You've got the boxing, doing shadow boxing, kickboxing the same. So everybody uses a forms now, solo forms in their training. For karate, the kata is consisting of a logically set up techniques, which in kata, they deal with a cascade of failure. So my one of the actions failed, kata gives me a solution to the next one. I personally love kata, love playing with them, like to do applications. So then you can do kata with the partner when you're exploring the application. We're using three-way method of analyzing the kata. So we look at it. It can it be a technique, can it be a throw, a joint lock or a strike, and within that parameters you play with the kata. Important thing is to understand that kata are not a fight against the multiple opponents. It is against one. The angles in the kata are showing you your relation into the opponent and not turning to a next opponent. I think that's the biggest misconception around the karate and kata. Kata is used as an individual activity as a sporting, so you've got the beautiful executions on the competition, very artistic kata. Same with our kata application, people going to a very sporty and artistic activities, which their athleticism is just something to admire. For us, we are more kind of combative approach to it, so exploring the more practical ways of dealing with a active opponent, and we as well use the kata sparring where we use the kata with the resistant partner, going through the motions, trying to extract what we can from it. There is no simple way of deciphering kata. Everybody's got a bit different take on it. We don't have a rules written down. It is all kind of oral tradition where you can explore and do stuff with the kata. Kata also can be a great activity for a longevity. I love it. I've got a few groups set up that use kata as a mobility meditation activity. It's great for seniors. My group loves it, and you know, it's just a nice activity, nice feel. That's why I think the karate have got that benefit that everybody can find something in it and enjoy it. Right? You can do kata for a sports, you can do kata for self-protection, you can do kata for meditation and relaxation. So kata in karate, very important part. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.
Sports Social Podcast Network.